So there are a whole series of approved long-acting beta agonists, long-acting antimuscarinics. And if you look at that list, you can see that they are delivered by a series of potential approaches, whether it's a nebulizer, a dry powder device, or a soft mist inhaler, a traditional MDI. You got lots of options. And so that is a challenge sometimes, Jerry, because it requires training the patient in the use of these individual devices. But I think in general, in contrast to how we were 4 or 5 years ago, this is a much better scenario because it really does allow you to personalize therapeutic approaches based on the patient, what device they can use, what device is optimal, and how to train that patient, and then the complexity of the payer system, certainly in the U.S.